6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Wednesday, September 14th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome aboard, where we've got the 10% off detox clay powder on sale this week at the Power Mall. That's 10% off your detox clay powder. Put it in your tub. Mix it up first. You don't want to clog your pipes. But I'm telling you, it's something that you definitely want to try. Going to be relaxing while it's sucking all of the toxins out of your body. Got to love that. Lots of news to cover today. Boy, they were busy yesterday. All the newsmakers were busy. And, of course, you know, we would not be able to bring you the news or any of the commentary, the analysis, or any of that other good stuff had it not been for people like Phil in Florida, who became a Power Hour team member. And, of course, Kevin M., whose donations are always greatly appreciated. Regular contributor he is. And shout out to our new listener and supporter, Teresa Ryan, who said she's glad she found a video from Red Pill on Rumble. Obviously, you know, we have all these links to various things that you can look at. And we talk about stuff. And so, you know, we give information out because we're all about solutions, because there's, you know, just one fact of life. You can either be part of the problem or you can be part of the solution. And of course, when you do this and you make donations like the three of these aforementioned great people, listeners of the Power Hour are, it keeps us going. And you have various ways that you can make donations to the show. One, which benefits you, and that means you go to the Power Mall and you buy stuff like the 10% off detox clay powder. Then you also can click on the Buy Me a Coffee link when it comes up. And it gives you opportunities to either buy a cup of coffee or you can actually become a team member like Phil did by clicking on one of the three choices. Or you can call Power Hour J and have a very nice conversation with a very sweet lady at 877-817-9829. You can send us a check to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri 65814. You can click on the Support Us tab and donate that way just by going to thepowerhour.com, which is probably where most of you are now, because I know we stream live, but we're also on radio stations all across the country, as well as WWCR shortwave. We also have hooked up with MyPillow. You see, the thing is, Mike Lindell, and I'm going to be reporting, I've got a news story involving him yesterday, because the FBI seized his cell phone. They surrounded him at a burger joint and took his cell phone. I'll get into that here in a minute. But he, anybody that's connected to Trump, connected to the elections, that's out there speaking the truth, is getting attacked. Yep. So they hooked up with the Power Hour. We're not afraid. You know, we will sell pillows and sheets and towels. I got all of them. Don't have the sandals yet, but I got everything else. And the beauty of it is to get the discount, because this is what we're all about here, solutions, saving money. Power Hour is the code at checkout when you go to mypillow.com/powerhour. If you want to talk to a human being, you can place your order toll free at 800-596-9135, and you can still use that code Power Hour for discounts. You can find the Power Hour on Facebook and Twitter under Power Hour Nation. And of course, if you've not signed up for our newsletter, which you should, you can go to our link on the Power Hour website and sign up and get our email blast every day that we're on and broadcasting. We send that out with all the archives and goodies. Power Mall is also on Facebook as well, at The Power Mall. And we're on Truth Social, at The Power Hour, at Power Hour Host. If you need to listen by phone line or know somebody who does because they don't have internet, they're internet starved, but they got a cell phone or a landline, they can dial into 518-737-0180. And for those of you wanting to share gardening tips and tricks, because there are tricks in gardening as well. There are some people that have green thumbs that don't mind sharing, and that's part of the solution. We love you. Menu, community, forum, once you get to the Power Hour website. If you have not, because we're going to be joined by Marjorie Wildcraft on Friday, one of my favorite people here to talk to, because it's all about survival, folks, especially with what's going on in this country at present. But she has powerhourfood.com, and you can go there. In addition to sharing your gardening tips and tricks, and you can ask other members gardening questions, but you can also take a free workshop with Marjorie, which usually happens on a Saturday. You can ask all the questions you need to ask ad infinitum, ad nauseum, until they're all questioned out. So Marjorie is a wonderful person to talk to, and you'll love, because I've been on these already, and it never hurts to keep revisiting this over and over again, to sign up for these free webinars. PowerHourFood.com, because that's what it's all about. Today, open lines right now for the first hour, 844-769-2944. Dr. Syed Haider, mygotodoc.com, is going to be joining us in hour number two at noon today, Central, talking about the vaccine injured, our casualties of an information war. We're going to talk about the true dangers of censorship, plus a host of other current events that are happening right now. In world news, world snooze. Yeah. You know that the EU and the UN are tied together like an umbilical cord. And while the world is grappling with the worst energy crisis in generations, the UN is telling the EU, don't go back to fossil fuels. Let all your people starve. Let all your people freeze to death. Let all your people, they're going to get their electricity and their gas and everything all shut off because they can't pay their bill because they're huge. Russia, of course, has shut off the Nord Stream pipeline since its invasion of Ukraine, sending fuel prices through the roof. Supply chain issues in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic have also hit deliveries. And of course, the UN knows this. So much for their Human Rights Council. These people are a bunch of reprobates in my book. Don't know about you. But of course, if there's anything you want to comment about them or anything else I'm talking about here, that's why we have our toll-free number. Last time I checked, freedom of speech is still allowed in America. But when that happens and they crush it, and I'm talking about cessation of free speech in America, guess what? That's when the killing starts. And it's not me that said that. Came out of the mouth of Patrick Wood and Alex Newman on our show. I think there's other people that might agree with that as well. The EU, meanwhile, expects to raise 140 billion euros from a windfall tax on energy firms. Oh, you just go right ahead and do it, you morons. Guess what? These cheap, clean, homegrown renewables aren't happening right now. Windmills aren't working right. You saw what happened in Texas last February in 2021. They froze up. And seriously, you think that all these solar panels are going to help you out? And where do they come from? China, majority of them. You know, why don't they start, if they really wanted to do something to help Americans and give them great jobs, maybe they should start manufacturing all of those giant transformers in the United States. And how about making them so they're not so high? These things are tall. They're so tall, they literally have to let the air out of the tires to get under bridges and power lines to get these suckers to where they need to go. How do I know this? Well, because we've included a video in our email blast, and it's under energy and environment. It's called Grid Down, Power Up, where Dennis Quaid is hosting this eye-opening video about the vulnerability of our nation's power grids. You got to watch this. The late Peter Pry is on that video. Ted Koppel, we used to call him Ted Floppel, he's on the program. There's a whole bunch of people. They got several military figures on there also that are really geared up to fight on this thing. Also, Senator Bob Hall from Texas, who we've had on the show before, he's also on this video. You definitely want to dial in and watch this when you have time. Very important. This is, you know, our answer to how we're going to fix the grid. But you see, the thing is the power companies don't want to fix it because they don't want to spend their money fixing it. And the U.S. government says, we don't have the authority to pay for and fix these things. Well, but they can give $50 billion a year to Pakistan, but they can't spend $50 billion on fixing our vulnerable electric grid? Really? And we're not just talking about the threat of the potential EMP attack by some rogue state. We're talking about the potential for an EU attack or an EMP attack by solar flare or coronal mass ejection. And when the EU plans to impose windfall taxes on energy companies, guess what the energy companies are going to do? You guessed it. They're going to turn around and they're going to pass all those taxes and the costs of paying them all on consumers. So these people who think that they got it all together, all that plus a bag of chips, they think they're all that. And they got all the answers as far as this green transition goes. They are fooling themselves. And by the way, I love it when the newspapers write what they write about the late Queen Elizabeth II. It says she has returned to London and Buckingham Palace for the final time. Her coffin flown from Scotland by military plane before the commencement of lying in state at Westminster Hall on Wednesday. So at least they clarified that. And of course, Oprah, in her infinite wisdom, decided to open her mouth and say, oh, maybe Harry and Meghan being over there can make peace. And of course, the Brits were not happy with Oprah opening her mouth. They said, you're the one who had them on last year blasting the queen and the monarchy. You got your nerve. Now I got some great news for you before we go to our phones. The Epoch Times is offering the real story of January 6th, and we are including a free video link to get to that broadcast. So you can click on it and watch it for free. But that offer ends soon, and they're going to start charging for it. So we're going to send you the link so you can watch the real story of January 6th, all about solutions. And we'll get to the rest of the national news. Take a couple of phone calls. Mark in Iowa, how you doing, sir?
Oh, good. Hey, Dave. I would like everybody to read the prophet Nahum, chapter 1, because I want to tell you, thus saith the Lord Yahweh, Yesu God, that the Lord, that, you know, if you watch the movie 9/11, you know, and that one with Cage in it, Nicolas Cage, he says Israel, he's referring to America as a nation of Israel. So, you know, the Lord Yesu, he's sovereign king over this land. He allows everything that's going to happen is his decision. And I'm going to tell you, thus saith the Lord Yahweh, Yesu God, he's going to allow America to be burned by Russia and China. And I'm going to tell you, thus saith the Lord, that the population of this nation that I live in and that I love my Lord, my King, my God, he's going to allow judgment to come upon this nation with Russia and China. And it's going to be very severe. The cities of America are going to burn. And there's going to be over 300,000 people that are going to, 300 million people that are going to die in this extinction level event. That's going to be God's judgment upon his nation of America and Canada, the nation of Ephraim and Manasseh, the sons of Joseph, the children of Israel.
Wow. What's a guy, the Jim Carroll band? Man, they're going to have to rewrite that song. You know, all of my friends, they died. They're going to have to rewrite that song if what you say is true. You know, we were talking about that. That probably sparked some interest there. Nahum chapter 1.
Well, you know, these people go hide in their underground bases. They're not going to be safe. They're the judgment of God. God, you know, they can go up into outer space. They got plans to leave this planet. It doesn't matter what kind of technology.
Mark.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what kind of technology they have. God's going to reach out, and he's going to find them, and he's going to destroy his enemies.
Yes, he is. He will do that. Thank you so much. We got calls stacking up because apparently we hit everybody's hot button. Thanks for calling, Mark. Tom in Michigan, go. You better have chapter and verse if you're going to start following up with that one.
Well, this is all going to be logical, practical tips. You know, there's a guy here on, we got a 760 AM here. It's, I don't listen to the station much. It's a big blowtorch in Detroit. But this guy comes on 6 o'clock in the morning on Sundays. But he calls himself the appliance doctor. And, I mean, he was an appliance repairman for just going way, way, way back. He's an old guy. He's retired now. But, you know, he just seems to just like to help people. And he gives tips. He tells people how to repair things, you know, appliances, and save a lot of money. A couple, I got four of the tips here that I did. Okay, one of your callers called in talking about a dehumidifier, you know, getting water from that out of the air. Okay, one of his tips on the dehumidifier was you take it to the car wash, where you pay to do it yourself, and spray out those coils, but don't hold it too close because you can bend the fragile aluminum coils in there. Now, me, I did it in my backyard, basically with my garden hose. I got pretty good water pressure. Yeah. And he said that appliance, it'll make the appliance last longer. It'll clean it out. It'll work better. Just you got to make sure that you let it dry out completely. I think he said leave it dry out for about 3 days before you turn it on because you don't want to short it out. Another one is refrigerator coils. People don't clean out their refrigerator coils.
Oh, yeah. They got to back in those every so often.
Yeah, and sometimes mine's a real hard to get at, but some hardware stores carry a special brush that you can get under there if it's on the bottom. But yeah, that can cause your compressor to overwork and shorten your life and cost you more. Okay, he says in his experience, a lot of house fires were caused by dryer vents. People never clean out their dryer vents, and
Once a year.
I took his advice. I took mine off, and there was just a little itty-bitty channel for air to go through. I took the back off and everything and cleaned out the impeller, but the dryer started working a lot better, and especially a gas dryer. You don't want to take a chance on having a bunch of lint in there. I just took the garden hose. I was going to buy a new dryer vent hose, but I just took a garden hose with a sprayer on it and sprayed it out, worked good. And the other one that I thought was real good, and I changed it. When I put my washer in, I put in the real cheapest you could get rubber lines that go from the water pipes to the washer, and they're constantly on. They're constantly under pressure. He says those things have failed so many times in his career. He says go out and get paid the extra money. There's
get
a
the
kind that
ones.
Has like they're like stainless steel bound around them.
Yeah, they're the braided ones. The braided ones.
He says go out and get those because you don't want a flooded basement. You don't want the huge water bill, yada, yada, yada. I went out and did that. But, you know, those are some practical tips people might want to look
good.
At.
Sounds good. Well, and that's probably coming from somebody that wasn't the Maytag repairman, and we appreciate your call, Tom, because the calls are stacking up. Thanks for the tips. Joe in Arkansas, are you a first-time caller?
No, I haven't called for a long time. I used to call quite a bit when Joyce did the program. But
I'm glad you called in. What's going on?
Yeah, what I called about was I wanted to give a testimonial of the best thing that I've found so far for recovering from long COVID. I think I got long COVID because I got very cold last January, and I've been sick since last January, and I almost died from it, and I tried taking... You know, everything that's supposed to be good for it. You know, I took ivermectin for 12 days, and I took the green meta whey, and I took the zinc and the quercetin and the vitamin C and the vitamin D. And I tried the green meta whey, and I even did the urotherapy that Dr. Group advocates, and nothing helped, and I almost died from it. And then God led me to try grounding. And now Joyce did a couple of shows on grounding. Somebody wrote a book called Grounding, the greatest health discovery ever. I haven't heard you all talk about it since.
Yes, we have had people on, earthing, Joe, earthing, that have talked grounding. About earthing. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've been doing that for That's the best thing I've found so far. I've been feeling a little bit better every day since I've been earthing or grounding for several hours every day. I've been feeling a little bit better every day since I've been doing that. I've been doing that for, I guess, about 2 months, 2.5 months, something like that now.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you done your earthing outside or inside?
And is having trouble getting over it, I say try grounding. And I'm 70 years old now. I probably would have recovered from it completely. I'm still kind of sick. But, you know, like I said, I'm getting a little bit better every day. I probably would have recovered from it a lot sooner if I was younger.
We're going to pray for you. You know, to get rid of that long COVID. And everybody out there that is like Joe right now listening to the sound of my voice, this is why we have Dr. Syed Haider coming on in the next hour, because he can treat long COVID. And you'll have a doctor and his team that you can actually talk to. The website is mygotodoc.com. And we just pray that some people's believing, see, like Joe, if you go outside and you get earthing and you walk around in your bare feet on the grass and you connect with the ground and you get all that fresh sunshine, that vitamin D, you know, it works wonders, doesn't it, Joe? And we just pray that you're going to get through this thing in one piece and you're not going to be afflicted with anything else that's going on in that situation right now, because we know there are several symptoms of COVID that can just stay with you, like brain fog and all sorts of dysfunctions in the body and whatnot. We just pray for God to heal you and everybody else suffering from long COVID right now. And we ask that in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Got to get an amen, Joe?
Yeah, thank you very much. And Americans used to be grounded all the time because we wore leather shoes with leather soles and leather heels. But now all the shoes have these plastic and rubber soles on them that insulate us from the earth. And so Americans aren't grounded anymore. And personally, I think that that's one of the biggest reasons why America is so messed up these days, because Americans aren't grounded anymore and they've lost their common sense because they haven't grounded. It affects your mind as well as your body.
I agree. That's wonderful advice, Joe. We appreciate that. Thank you so much for your call. And we are coming up to the break right now. Yes, see how fast we are about that. It's a short break, so stay with us. Phone lines are going to still be open when we come back with more news and your phone calls here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano. and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, September 14th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. Welcome back to this segment of the Power Hour. Once again, remember, we've got that 10% off detox clay powder on special this week at the Power Mall. That's what keeps us going. Top of next hour, Dr. Syed Haider is going to be joining us, and we'll talk about long COVID because I know Joe is just telling us he's been suffering from it. We're glad you're going to get better. And, of course, you want to dial in because we're going to be talking all about all of the COVID news, related news, when Dr. Haider comes on the show. Peter in California, you've been holding. Thanks for holding during the break. Go ahead.
Okay, Dave, thank you. I got to chime in on this. You mentioned something that's very important. It's very healthy for most people about grounding. Absolutely. If you find an area, you take your feet off, that contact to the ground will regulate your body as far as grounding, which is very important. But I have to say this. If someone's out there, know the environment. When you take your shoes off and you walk into a grassy area, you got to make sure that it's not contaminated. If you have, like, dry feet or cracked skin, you're going to walk in. Those pathogens are going to go right into your body. You have to know the environment that you walk through. Make sure, like, it's a grassy area. You don't know if people bring their pets there to relieve themselves or gardeners spray whatever they spray on there. So it's very important that when you take your shoes off and you walk through an area, if it's in your backyard and you're aware of what's in there and how clean it is, then that's great. But taking your shoes off and walking to an area barefoot, especially if you have any kind of dry or cracked skin, those are going to serve as an entry pathway for pathogens. So I'm sharing it with you because I've been through something negative that I wasn't aware of. Maybe if I would have had more common sense, but walking and grounding, know the area you're walking in. That's all I got to say. Thanks, Dave.
Appreciate it, Peter. Thanks so much for chiming in. That's a wonderful tip there, you know, because we sure don't be walking around bare feet and all of a sudden we step in dog poop because somebody didn't bother to pick it up, right? That's exactly what we're talking about, folks. Contaminated soil, because there's enough of it there. If you listen to Dane Wigington, you know how contaminated things can get. A federal judge has unsealed more portions of the Trump search warrant affidavit now. So that basically means that we're going to get, oh, I don't even know if we're going to get to see who it is. They haven't released it yet. We'll see whether or not the agent's name actually shows up so we know who it is that made the affidavit. Would be a nice thing if that happened, right? Don't bet on it. The government is not our friend, says Katherine Engelbrecht. You remember her? She has a little thing called True the Vote. Ever since she founded this, she's been targeted by the FBI, the IRS, the ATF. They've raided her house, OSHA, all of these things. So, I mean, when she saw Mar-a-Lago being raided, it like made her sick, reminding her of her own experience of how many times she's been audited. You see, when you step up, understand that they have means. So, you know, she's still alive. And so is True the Vote. But I mean, it's cost her thousands of dollars because all of her nonprofit dealings suddenly became of intense interest to the federal government. And why is that? It's called weaponization of the DOJ. Now, we talked earlier about MyPillow's Mike Lindell. What happened was, is he is at a fast food restaurant in Mankato, Minnesota. And all of a sudden, all those little black SUVs come surrounding him. And they're like, okay, give us your phone. And they had a warrant. So what does Lindell do? Instead of, you know, all right, coppa, you're going to get it, you know, and breaking out with a little Tommy gun. No, he tried to convert the guy. He started witnessing to the agent. Try to convert him to Christianity. There you go, Mike. But he has said, we are now living in a weaponized police state, rigged elections in all our countries, a laughing stock all over the world. The majesty of the United States is gone. Can't let this happen. Take back America, he said on Truth Social. Of course, former President Trump condemned the continuing attacks on his supporters. Meanwhile, on the other prosecutorial end, we're talking about John Durham, special counsel. The alleged principal source of the discredited Steele dossier later became a paid FBI informant. This according to a filing by Durham. Yeah. Yeah, they're looking at the filing, which was unsealed yesterday, which said the FBI paid Igor Danchenko as a confidential human source during the years then President Donald Trump was under investigation. The Russian had supplied the most salacious accusations in the Steele dossier, and there Durham is coming after him with five counts of lying to the FBI as part of his probe. Huh, interesting. Funny how that works. And Sleepy Joe, you know, hair sniffer, has unleashed an executive order. Section 1, and this is all about transhuman genetic modification firestorm in America. And it's in red bold highlighting in my news notes, which means, Dave, you better read it. It is the policy of my administration to coordinate the whole of government approach to advance biotechnology and biomanufacturing towards innovative solutions in health, climate change, energy, food security, agriculture, supply chain resilience, and national and economic security. Central to this policy and its outcomes are principles of equity, ethics, safety, and security that enable access to technologies, processes, and products in a manner that benefits all Americans and the global community, that maintains United States technological leadership and economic competitiveness. And of course, he continues on about how biotechnology and biomanufacturing are going to help us achieve our societal goals. Huh. We need to develop genetic engineering technologies and techniques to be able to write circuitry for cells. I think they've already done it. And predictably program biology in the same way in which we write software and program computers. In other words, they want to turn you into a walking computer. The Walking Dead. Unlock the power of biological data, manipulate your system, drive you crazy, flood you with frequencies that make you do crazy things like go kill people. Including through computing tools and AI, and advance the science of scale-up production while reducing the obstacles of commercialization. In other words, robots will be telling you what to do, and robots will be delivering, drones will be delivering all the stuff you order from Amazon. We don't need humans anymore. See, these people are in a dream state. They all want to move to Mars, do they, Mark? Yeah, I hope they do. Mark in Iowa brought that up. They all want to leave the planet. Fine. You know what? All of you just pack up on the next shuttle and go. As far as we're concerned, we don't need you here. We don't like your solutions. You had no solution to green energy. You just said we need green energy, and so you shut everything down. In most common sense worlds, we call that cutting off your nose to spite your face. Would you agree with that? 22 Republican governors, led by Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds, penned a letter to Sleepy Joe saying that his student loan forgiveness plan sucks and it shifts the burden from the rich to working Americans. this stupid, unprecedented debt cancellation means every U.S. taxpayer is going to bear an extra burden of $2,000. Hey, listen, suckwad up in D.C., I already paid off my student loan. I don't feel like paying anymore. That's my take on it. It's not fair. See, if the woke left is all about fair, a little hypocritical, don't you think? That's not fair. I think Biden is trying to kiss the liberal left's rear end. I could say derriere. I could use the A word. It's used in the Bible 155 times. That's why they name it the new disease donkeypox. Talks about the ass who is sick. It's amazing how you can tie all those things together. In Ohio, there is a really crazy, crazy murder case going down. 8 homicide victims scattered across 4 rural Ohio crime scenes. 2 young women were nursing infants when they were gunned down. Edward Jake Wagner is standing trial for this. And of course, it was about Hannah Roden and her daughter, days old infant, fathered by another man who wasn't there. They were locked in a custody battle over their little girl. Her crime was not returning the love of Jake Wagner. So Jake Wagner, according to the DA, went in there and shot her twice in the head. And then the shooting rampage continued. And we have teachers, believe it or not, in New York. One specifically named Ariane Franco unwittingly told undercover Project Veritas journalists, and we quote, "The hard part about throwing bricks is hitting the right people. I was like, guys, there's a strategic way to do this. I brought up crazy organizations that have done this, like they chose which places to throw bricks in. We're talking about literally not sticks and stones can break my bones name calling. We're talking about Franco making these statements while being recorded on a hidden camera, which has now been released video footage wise, and everybody is watching this. They chose that they didn't do it in their own neighborhood. They didn't do it in black and brown communities. Doing it in their own community didn't make sense. No, you need to throw it at bricks at people causing problems. Well, Miss New York English teacher Ariane Franco, would you please tell us which kinds of people you should throw bricks at? But just remember, when you throw a brick, Ariane, somebody's going to pick that brick up and they're going to throw it back at you. And you are going to get beamed, and you're not going to like it. You get my drift, Ariane? And for those of you who weren't paying too much attention, former independent counsel Ken Starr passed away at the age of 76. He was the one who led the investigation of former President Bill Clinton that led to his impeachment.
I did not have sex with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky. I didn't inhale. I didn't murder all those people in MENA. I didn't do that. I didn't get on the Lolita Express.
Yes, you did. We've got pictures. Bill, is that you in a dress? Well, we don't call him Hillbillery for nothing. Starr's family revealed that Ken Starr died of complications from surgery. Well, there you have it. When you trust modern medicine, one of the reasons we're going to have Syed Haider on the show. Maybe we can get some reason here. And believe it or not, there is a public group out there which has more than 19,000 members and grows by the day. The Lost Voices of Fentanyl. They're on Facebook. The Lost Voices of Fentanyl. You want to go look them up if you're on Facebook? I'm not. Won't go back. Parents are trying to understand autopsy and toxicology reports, figuring out how to obtain a copy of a 911 call, seeking advice on how to ensure that drug dealers get justice. You see, more than 100,000 people a year are dead because of fentanyl. It's America's new pill-popping culture. Parents, you need to warn your kids. These kids are dying after taking a pill they think is a prescription painkiller, such as OxyContin or Percocet. Others think they're taking the prescription drug Adderall. When these kids are buying Xanax, they think, well, it's no big deal. Mom and dad get it prescribed. What's the big deal? I'll take a Xanax and go drift off in the ozone. But what happens is the lookalike pills contain deadly doses of fentanyl, a synthetic opioid that was originally developed as a painkiller and anesthetic, 50 to 100 times more potent than heroin, and just 2 milligrams can be fatal. So moms and dads out there, another good reason to homeschool your kids and keep them away from all that stuff. If you see those little yellow pills or those red pills or pink pills or blue pills, don't touch them or you'll go running for the shelter of your mother's little helper. I don't know why that just popped into my head. In the world of business, Breitbart has released their Business Digest arguing about Biden's America and its inflation acts to reduce you. They want you broke. And it doesn't matter whether gas prices keep plunging week after week. Chevron is warning that they're going back up in the winter. Consumer sentiment still down in the ditch. And in the meantime, you notice that little shindig he had at the White House yesterday? He brought in folk musician James Taylor to help the Democrats kick off a celebration of Inflation Reduction Act on the South Lawn. Performed the song Fire and Rain. Yeah. They had a flood of Democrats. Just probably showed up to see James Taylor. They could care less about the Inflation Reduction Act. It's another multi-billion dollar green energy spending bill that's not going to do one damn bit of good. Yeah. That's a little folk music. Well, Joe, you've been folking up ever since you took office. So I guess James Taylor's appearance fits right in with your motif. Amazing. You can say, folk you, James Taylor, all you want. We now know you're woke too. Robotic art pioneer is warning. This is Aiden Meller, by the way, who is behind the ultra-realistic AIDA IDA robot. I reckon within three years, we'll face unimaginable changes as man merges with machine. Well, you gotta know, Elon Musk, according to this guy, is correct when he claims nuclear war would have less impact on mankind than AI. Here's the thing about nuclear war that Elon Musk understands, which is why one of the reasons we included the video about grid down, power up. Because if an EMP hits, what do you think is going to happen to AI? It's gone in a flash, in a fraction of a second. Which is why we want you to watch that video. Because the United States government has done zilch, zero, nada about fixing it, claiming they don't have the authority. And the power grid people, all those private companies that are sending you your electric energy bill every month, when you ask them, hey, what are you doing to protect the infrastructure from EMP? And you hear crickets. See, because they don't want to pay for it. Oh, that would eat into our profit margin. We'll just take our chances. We'll just stay operational as long as we can. And if it happens, it happens and whatever. We made our money. Screw the rest of you. Yep. 9 out of 10 people will be dead within 1 year, starting with all those people in the aircraft that are going to crash through the ground. And those people in hospitals on life-saving equipment that operates on electricity. And as soon as the grid goes down, all those people are going to go down with it. Not a pleasant thing. Craziness as it is. And scientists have now, believe it or not, this is where it gets scary. Scientists have now, and these are scientists in Georgia, have created a small patch that can administer a tattoo in minutes. The patch is covered with microneedles that puncture the skin without any pain. Oh, so those of you who want to go out and get a tattoo, the needles release ink and administer the tattoo in a matter of minutes with no pain. Wow, isn't that wonderful? Yeah, just imagine using those tattoos, which work in minutes, to administer things like numbers or QR codes that can be scanned by authorities to identify who you are. Yeah. There's an old movie out there called Thief in the Night. Perhaps you should watch that if you want a real eye-opener. A Thief in the Night. You can probably watch it on YouTube. It's still there. And you want to see how they imprint these tattoos on people and chase you around until they get you to convert and take the code or else you'll die. See, that's what is that thing we call Revelation 13, 18, 666? Yeah. Play that Led Zeppelin album backward. Oh, my sweet Satan. Yeah, you know, Freddy's a devil. Freddy's a devil. Oh, sorry. Good morning, Vietnam. Just popped in there. Sorry about that. 666. Yep. QR code with a number. The number of the name is the number of a man, and that number is 603 6. Now, if they've created that and they're scientists, imagine what they're going to do with those things. And if you don't take it, you don't get to buy or sell anything, which is another reason why you need to get a green thumb. Meanwhile, the FBI, which right now the credibility has gone down the toilet with this agency, has pressured Americans to voluntarily give up their Second Amendment rights, which is potentially illegal, according to newly disclosed documents. The feds had Americans fill out a form that said they want the FBI to make it illegal for them to purchase their own guns forever because of a mental health condition. A national gun rights group, Gun Owners of America, is demanding the feds remove the records from the background check database by October 8th and that Congress enforce the removals. We've learned the FBI had no business disarming these individuals. They did not pose a threat to society. The FBI actions were wholly unlawful, according to Aidan Johnston, GOA's Director of Federal Affairs, according to what he told the Epic Times. And if you click on the link on your email blast, we've included a copy and PDF of the document. Pretty scary when they come to your door. Would you take the tattoo? Would you sign this document? Would you sign away your rights? If you don't know your rights, you don't have any. Well, if you don't know your rights, you won't have a problem signing any of this paperwork and just let us take you away. Would that be a good thing, just like the Chinese are doing to the Uyghurs? Yeah. The former head of security at Twitter, was told earlier this year by the U.S. government there was at least one agent of China's top intelligence agency, the Ministry of State Security. Oh, it's the MSS, working as an employee at the company. Somebody in China has infiltrated Twitter, and they've been told that by a whistleblower. Served as Twitter's head of security for about 14 months before being fired. Yeah. During testimony before a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on September 13th, this is what Peter Zatko told the Senate Judiciary Committee. One of the employees at Twitter is suspected of being a Chinese foreign asset. You really want to stay on Twitter now? Seriously. All that is a punching bag for people to just scream at each other and make people do stupid stuff. I have no purpose for it anymore. When you got Truth Social, you don't need Twitter. Just get on Truth Social. Freedom of speech reigns over there. We're on it. And did you know that there is a study out there that not only finds a potential link between daily multivitamin supplements and improved cognition in older adults, which is why the Power Mall sells OptiVita Complete Essentials and OptiVita Basic Essentials, which I take every day. We want to get you in good health because the news reports, according to latest stats, show life expectancy in the U.S. has dropped in 20 and 21. In 2019, the average lifespan of Americans of all ethnicities was nearly 79 years. By the end of 2021, life expectancy had dropped to 76. COVID probably got a lot to do with it. We'll talk to Dr. Heyer about that. Heyer will be on the show here in the next hour. There's also a case study that shows that taking CBD shrinks tumors. 81-year-old man took CBD oil because couldn't get anything anywhere else, couldn't get relief from taking all the other stuff they were doing. So he started taking that, and his tumor started shrinking. Huh. Alleviated pain, restored appetite, shrunk his brain tumor. And, of course, there's a story about Mike Dyson, not Mike Tyson, Mike Dyson, who's 33, died on Christmas Day after several drinks. The headline is, myth of moderation, is there no safe amount of alcohol? Yeah, he died because he had too many drinks on Christmas Day and never even had a chance to open his presents. Alcohol is a group 1 carcinogen, according to scientists, and has a safe intake of zero. And, of course, they talk about drinking wine. They do it in France. That's something that you need to look at. We've already told you about the UN seeing climate disasters everywhere and blaming fossil fuel addiction for looming catastrophe, but like all the other wokists, they've got no other solution. We saved all of our COVID information for our next hour because Dr. Syed Heider is going to be joining us after this break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.